mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Bob Chapman is our guest. I told Mark in Texas to hold. He had another question, but he hung up. You can get back in, Mark. You're welcome to come back on air. 1-800-259-9231. Dale and John and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Bob, I didn't mean to interrupt you there before that last break. My point was, is you have these globalist international corporations. They are shipping the jobs out of Europe, out of the U.S. Bush is telling us a weak dollar is a good thing. People are shifting to the euro, shifting into gold, shifting in to Swiss francs. All of this is happening, and what is the final plan? We know the globalists are long-term strategic planners. They train us to be short-term so you don't see the big picture. What's the big plan? What will life be like if the globalists succeed?
You'll be totally subjugated, and you'll have a one-world government, and you'll have a one-world currency. And that's the final edict. That's what they want. That's what they're after. And they're willing to sacrifice an awful lot of things to do that. And incidentally, this evolution started 1,000 years ago, and it's been attempted many times, sometimes blatantly, unsuccessfully. But they're at it all the time, and they're just looking for that opening where they can implement what they want to do and subjugate us.
And they just need crises that are big enough to get us all to give up our liberties and go along with their lordship over us.
And as you know, the crises are created by themselves.
Amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Tennessee. Dale, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, first time caller. I've been listening on hold here, and I was going to ask about some gold prices, but now I'm beginning to worry about something I've done. I'm a sculptor, and I have put a sculpture of Bush on my website, and it's a flattering sculpture, but it's made out of bull manure. And I was just trying to express my frustration at all this stuff that's happening. And now I'm sitting here going, well, I wonder if I'm popping up on some list somewhere.
Well, let me just say this. That's how they win. The minute we're intimidated, the bully wins. And understand something, sir. They're the bad guys. John Kerry and George Bush, they're the bad puppets. We're not the bad people. And you get in your car every day. That's the number one cause of death in this country. You still get in your car. I mean, I drove to San Antonio this weekend and saw two fatality wrecks on the highway, but I still kept driving. And so the chances of the New World Order getting you physically are much lower than them getting you financially and psychologically and spiritually if you do not fight them. Bob Chapman?
Well, I think that's a wonderful answer. So what you have to do is prepare for the worst. And you do that by, you know, putting your financial house in order and getting the things that are needed during the coming lean times.
Yeah. And Bob, you really think it's going to just get worse and worse? I mean, I see him saying the economy's great, but almost everybody I know has lost their job and the economy gets worse and worse.
Well, it's going to get even worse. And that's a risk that they have to take. Because in order to subjugate the United States, they have to have it in economic chaos. And they have to come to the rescue, of course. And there's going to be people like you and I telling the people that, no, they aren't rescuing you. They're going to subjugate you. And there are going to be people within society who cannot feed their families who will revolt. So I expect revolution in the United States.
And that's why they've been gearing up.
I think that everybody should be well-armed.
Now, a lot of artists tend to get picked up first because we, I guess, tend to be free thinkers. I mean, I like to do sculptures that have to do with social... I did one about the Battle of Athens, and I'm wondering if that sort of thing could get me in trouble.
Yeah, tell folks about the Battle for Athens when we get back. Sir, living can get you in trouble. We're all going to die. We're in tyranny. We have a better chance of being free if we fight it. If we go along with them, they'll feed on us indiscriminately. So that's your answer. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, classical tyranny is being shut up in the United States with a scientifically crafted high-tech control grid being overlaid. And there's no reason to put up with this. We're being made the enemy. We're being made the suspects. We're going to have our little slave cards, have to have it to have a job. We'll all be graded according to our social activities and our credit. We'll be listed as dangerous criminals if we don't have good credit. This has all been announced. And then you listen to NPR and they brag, America's going to be brought down financially to show Americans how they've lived outside their means. Ha, ha, ha. But then the elite are getting richer than ever, not through the free market, but through criminal consolidation. This is the New World Order. It's really modern mercantilism. That was a system they had in France where it was free market to the degree that the royals decided who got issued a license to trade in any different manufacturing or any different commodity, and then so they handed it out to their friends who then had to pay them large portions of it and do business through them, or what you'd call the precursor of modern fascism. Now we have neo-fascism, or what I like to call neo-mercantilism. And so these corporations are now bigger than governments. They're outside the governments. They exempt themselves from all the rules that we are then under. They then sign over government power and control to themselves. And they openly want to take everything you've got. And long before 9/11, I said, folks, there's going to be big government-sponsored terror. They're gearing up riot police, microwave cannons, sound cannons, surveillance blimps. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. The kids were already wearing ID cards and thumb scanning to get lunches. I said, this is going to be for adults soon. Cameras in school bathrooms, you know, cameras on street corners. This Orwellian system being set up. And I said, we've put up with all this tyranny so far and not been violent. What is it they've got planned that they know it's so horrible that middle-class people are going to riot in the streets? And now they've changed the law where they can take your pension funds, where you don't even own your own pension funds. That law was changed 2 years ago, quietly. They're lining it all up. Bob Chapman, any comments to this?
Well, I agree with you completely. And, you know, the question is, how do you prepare yourself? And you do that by getting out of debt, putting what investable funds that you have in gold and silver-related assets, purchasing the things that are needed for emergencies, and getting out of the stock and bond markets. I know a lot of people have 401ks, and I get emails every day, what do I do? And I ask them to send me the alternatives they have within their 401k structure, and then I tell them as best I can what they can do or whether they should stop funding it. I have a lot of people also who are asking me alternative places to live. And interestingly enough, in the last year and a half, our subscribership has doubled. And that has been in an environment where most newsletters' subscribership has gone down considerably. So we feel that we're very fortunate, but obviously we're giving people the right advice, and that is to put your financial house in order and get ready, because it's going to be very difficult.
And coming up in the next segment, we'll give folks a number to get a free copy of the International Forecaster. Also tell them about your website as well. In fact, tell folks about your website, Bob.
It's called TheInternationalForecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com.
All right, and folks can get the can sign up there to get the email version that's more extensive than the print version, can they not?
Well, they can do that, and both versions are the same price, but we do have a toll-free ordering number that they can call, that they can get a free complimentary copy.
And again, get
and
your pens
that's
and
probably the best way for them to start, and then they can see whether the International Forecaster is something that they'd like to have. We publish every week, 48 weeks a year on the Internet, twice a month by hard copy, and we cover business, finance, economic, social, and political issues, and we cover the waterfront. It runs around 35 pages a week on the Internet.
Now, I want to go through a smattering of calls, then we'll give out that number in the next segment. But, again, oil goes over $54, then goes back down a little bit. Now they're saying it may even go up more. You predicted this, but bottom line, the globalists cannot carry out their criminal aims unless they con the general population to go along with it so they can ride in as the white horse to save us, as many other dictatorships have done in the past. Isn't the chink in their armor one of the big chinks, or the, you know, the missing scale on the dragon's belly? Isn't a big part of that their own enforcers? They don't have enough sociopaths and sickos in their system to carry out these draconian plans. Is that why we see the media, the sitcoms, the dramas promoting secret arrest, promoting torture, promoting the police state? Is this why they're bathing our psyches in this type of pure evil to condition their minions that all of this is acceptable?
Yes, it is. And they intend, ultimately, and this is from their own literature that I read over the past 45 years, what they will do in the United States is bring in foreign troops, because they have found that 80% of American troops will not fire on their own people. And so they will bring in foreign troops. And that is how they expect that they will continue to have order in the United States. And, of course, the excuse will be that we're occupying Iraq and Afghanistan and all the other places in the next 2 or 3 years that they intend to invade.
And by the way, right after 9/11, a week after 9/11, I saw the head UN general say that on Nightline. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have said it, quote, if we're tied down overseas, we'll use foreign assets. They've had the foreign F-16s here, the foreign AWACS, the former head of the KGB, General Primakov, helping consult for Homeland Security, a full-time paid employee. We have all these cooperative nugget training drills that I've covered in my police state films where they're openly training with foreign troops to confiscate our guns. They're openly, they had foreign UN troops here back in 99 to, quote, help fight forest fires in the West, which it turned out even John Stossel reported that Bill Clinton had had set, even though they were told don't set them, it'll cause forest fires, control burns. So no matter how crazy that sounds, folks, they really are setting up for it.
I believe that the direction has been set and there's absolutely no way back politically or financially. They're going to have to go through with it this time. And I think bringing in foreign troops from their point of view is a good idea, but from our point of view, I think it's a great idea because they're going to have the same kind of activity that you're seeing in Iraq right now. And it'll go on and on and on, and they're not going to be able to stop it. And Americans won't think twice of shooting a foreign trooper, whereas they might hesitate with their own troops. So they bring them in, we're going to liquidate them. And when we get through with them, we're going to liquidate them. Promise.
You know, Bob Chapman, you've been a very mainstream guy for decades. I mean, very well known. And just in the last few years talking to you, you're getting more and more serious in your statements. What's caused this transformation?
Because we're getting close. We're getting close. The window is going to be open shortly, and that window is our opportunity because it's very difficult to bring them down in their present situation, their enormous wealth, their power, their control of Congress. And we send people to Congress, and they immediately become minions of the evil ones. And so we have to plan in the future, and we have to be ready to act. And it is not far away because the financial collapse that we're going to be entering, we've already entered it actually in 2000, but this next phase is going to witness a drop in the stock market, the bond market, an increase in interest rates, and a drop in real estate prices. And when that happens, people are going to go just berserk. And that's when they'll come on their white horse, and hopefully they have a blue UN helmet on so we can have something to aim at.
Well, I want to avert all of this, and I know a lot of top generals and others have been warning the globalists that all of this is untenable, just like they told them Iraq wouldn't work, but they do not listen. Do you think they've gone delusional like people usually do in history in their ivory towers, Bob?
Anybody who's into the occult and believes it is delusional for openers. And yes, these people are arrogant, and they are affected by megalomania, there's no question.
Which is the norm in history, folks. I mean, I'm sorry, history's repeating itself. We're in the middle of it. I hope none of this happens. I think we can avert it. Bob says we probably can't. I'll say this, we can lessen how sustained the collapse is. I know we got loaded phone lines, another guest coming up. Real, and we'll get to everybody in the next segment here, but let's go ahead and go back to Dale in Tennessee. Dale, you said you did some artwork about the Battle of Athens. That was in Tennessee when the government tried to steal the election, and folks did what Bob Chapman's talking about right now.
Well, it was a local election, and it was local people trying to steal it. But yeah, it had been going on for several elections prior to that, so they actually knew what to expect. And the guys that were in on this had come home from the war, so they weren't exactly just farmers and all this. These were battle-hardened men, disciplined men. And when it happened, they knew exactly what to do. And then you're right, the National Guard was called out in Chattanooga, but it only got as far as Cleveland because they had the same idea that the National Guard would not fire upon. As a matter of fact, they were worried that they would join them. But they bombed the jail, and as they promised, they counted the votes out in the middle of the street, and the election went honestly that one time.
Yep, that was a boss hog type sheriff who was stealing elections and running organized crime, and the World War II vets just came in and took over.
That's right.
We'll be right back, and we'll talk to John and Kevin and Fred and Mike and others and give you that toll-free number to get a free copy of International Forecaster. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we have a special number for this broadcast. They've got $10 liberties for $275. That is as low as you're going to find them, or as I've been able to find them. You can buy one or buy 50. Doesn't matter. $275 apiece, $10 liberties. Semi-numismatic coins, that means they're not just got the gold value, but they're also have some collector value. Or get a free copy of the International Forecaster, which is just a great, lengthy, thick newsletter or magazine, I would call it, by calling 888-294-6187. 888-294-6187. We'll give that out again in just a second. Quickly now to the calls. John in Ohio, you're on the air with Alex Jones and my guest, Bob Chapman. Go ahead, John.
My call preceded the guest, and it was directed to you. Should I state it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I despite the fact that I am impressed with your courage and commitment, and sometimes it spurs me and shames me into doing my comparative little part in exposing these neo-fascist warmongering and police state schemes, I have to say that though I agree with 70% of what you're talking about, I think that that 30% of what, for want of a better word, that right wing vulnerability that you have, sometimes leads you to support the very same neo-fascist.
Sir, you're still stuck in the left-right paradigm. John calls all the time, Bob.
No, I'd like to mention
he thinks communism's just wonderful. Now let's get a comment from Bob Chapman.
Well, let me make my comment first. What I wanted to talk about, for instance, yesterday, you said that it was. You glorified the idea of winning in Iraq after you did such a powerful job of exposing the torture and the plunder and the cruelty that our bombing over there is causing.
Let me stop you right there. If we're going to have troops over in Iraq, and then Bush is going to say no more offensives of the enemy that's fighting before the election, which allows them to dig in, and we'll get more of our troops killed, that's despicable. If they're going to have this war, they need to get over there and win it and end it, John.
Win an evil war would be even worse than not winning an evil
war. You're not listening to me. I'm saying they don't even... Listen, you're not getting the point. They don't even care about the troops. It's just like Vietnam.
Of course they don't.
Stop it. It's something. We could have won Vietnam in 6 weeks, but they wouldn't let us win because they made too much money out of it.
That is something that really angers me.
Let me just stay there. Hey, you know what? My guest has got to go in a minute. I'll put you on hold. I'll argue with you later. Just stay there. Bob Chapman, comments to what he just said.
Well, I think he's missing the point, and it is the left-right syndrome. And our enemies are our friends now, no matter who they may be, and even if they're green leprechauns. We want people who are with us to stop the tyranny that's coming, no matter where they're coming from. Let's forget the politics. Let's save the country.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, I just pointed out yesterday, I'm sure you probably saw the article, you read as much or more than I do, and they just said, well, the government admits no more offensives against all these people running around cutting heads off and slaughtering people and everything else. We're going to let them dig in for a few months because we don't want to have any losses before the election. And our generals are saying it'll make it 10 times worse in the new year. And so what I'm saying is they don't even care about our own troops, and John can't get my point. Do you get my point?
It's understandable. It's the intellectual dishonesty of being caught in those syndromes. And we've all been through them. And we've just had to work our way into finding out what the real truth is.
But do you understand my point? I mean, if you disagree with it, tell me. But I was just pointing out they don't even care about our troops, that the globalists aren't trying to win over there.
That's correct. They just want to occupy and suck the oil out. And if we have to have guerrilla warfare that we're fighting for the next 30 years, they'll do that.
Well, that'll give them a pretext to keep the Halliburton contracts going.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex, and thank you for being on, Mr. Chapman. Your talk today discussing oil, I was thought of some of the coverage of the last past week. Alex had a person who made a film about the Oppenheimer control of diamonds and how it's a controlled cartel. And relating to oil, I was thinking about, like, the Cloak and Daggers reporting the belief based on some talk from certain scientists that are involved in oil, how they have a replenishable source, how they can actually grow oil if they develop those technologies, that the shortage of oil is manufactured by these this cartel of the corporate elite at the top.
I tend to agree with that, but then there are extenuating circumstances that then have intensified that already existent manipulation. Bob Chapman, comments?
Well, you read a lot about peak oil, and some nations have reached a peak in their production. The United States is one of them. And that doesn't mean the whole world is in a peak oil mode. It could happen in the next 20 years.
But generally speaking, there still is.
Tell you what, Bob, stay there. Let's do five more minutes on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
We're just going to have Bob Chapman for a few more minutes, then we're going to have Debbie Maher on for a couple minutes, and then Larry Pratt into the next hour, talk about the new Super Patriot Act that is passing out of committees right now. Wait till you hear the details of this, not from Alex Jones's mouth with the bill in my hand, but from Larry Pratt himself, who's done a detailed analysis with the lawyers at Gun Owners of America. If there's any doubt for folks out there, what's in this new bill, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and check it out. Bob Chapman, continuing with the calls, I believe that Kevin and Mass is still there. Is Kevin still there? Kevin, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Finish up your comments, sir.
Well, I think that we should look at the oil situation in Alberta, the tar sands. There's billions of barrels of oil there. It costs about $19 a barrel to take it out. And that'll supply the United States for a long, long time. So I don't see any long-term problem in the oil markets, at least for perhaps 15 to 20 years. On the other hand, we are going through, on the short term, with problems that weren't anticipated, increase in production facilities in China and India, which is, means more oil is used. And then we've had these disjointed things such as hurricanes
conflicts in Nigeria and all the things I explained earlier.
But Bob, if that was fully the case, you wouldn't have all the oil companies registering record profits.
Well, they've got to take those record profits and they have to invest them to continue to have reserves to continue to make those profits. And they want to do it in the easiest way possible. And the easiest way possible is to steal the rights of other oil companies from 30 other countries that were held in Iraq, and now they've got them, and they're going to take them over. And that oil is cheap to get out, and they'll make lots of money on it.
Exactly. Anything else there, Kevin?
Well, just a quick comment on thank you for your forthright outspokenness, Mr. Chapman, as far as the seriousness and time to get ready. People don't panic. Just take some step today. Start with gold and silver coins. Start with a water filter. Do something, and slowly you can get there. Don't be overwhelmed by what you need to do. Just take steps. Become active. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you for your comments. That was very good.
You bet. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Just for you only, though. Sorry about this, Mr. Chapman. It's just for Mr.
It doesn't matter, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I called about a couple of weeks ago, and you said, oh, yeah, well, when Bilderberg, I believe, appointed Mr. Edwards, John Edwards, as vice president candidate of John Kerry, you had said that, oh, there's something fishy about that, I believe, and you said that, oh, yeah, that he has a better chance and then of winning. You still believe in that blue blood theory, the European blood?
Well, again, I never said I knew who would win for sure. I have thought they'd put Bush back in because he's done a good job of neutralizing conservatives who think he's conservative when the government's exploding in size and our liberties are being destroyed and Bush is signing on to all these UN treaties while at the same time bad-mouthing the UN. But then I saw the Bilderberg Group in the New York Times brag that they had basically appointed John Edwards. Then Kerry admitted it on Larry King, and Kerry does supposedly have, according to Burke's peerage, and Reuters and the Associated Press, more royal bloodlines than his cousin Bush, and normally the more royal wins. So I don't know what's going to happen. They've got them neck and neck, but no matter who wins, we lose because they control both the horses in this staged race. So I'm not trying to duck the question. I don't know. What do you think, Bob Chapman?
I made a comment in my last issue that Kerry would win by 1 to 1.5%, and there were three reasons. Number one, there's massive recruiting going on within labor unions and democratic organizations, and there's massive voter registration happening because of the draft issue in universities. Plus, I think really, all in all, Bush did not do very well in the debates. In fact, he proved that he was probably as stupid as a bag of hammers.
But Bob, here's the problem. The globalists control both the candidates. They're both part of the same organization.
No, we're just answering the question. And the question is, that's the way I think it'll go. But you're right. You know, I understand what you do. And it doesn't matter. They're both bad.
Well, and on top of that, Diebold, you know, has a lot of the electronic voting machines, tens of millions of voters, and they've been caught engaged in fraud before, and they say their votes are going to Bush. So I think that's the wild card or the ace in the hole.
I have one more question.
Well, a lot of people are going to be watching real closely, and they're going to have a hard time rigging elections this time. And who knows what Nader's going to do.
Exactly.
I mean,
okay,
he's controlled and funded by the same people. If he starts backing off and allows some of the votes that would go to him to go to Kerry, then, we have Kerry as president.
All right. You got 30 seconds. Finish up, Mike.
Okay. I want to know, Michael Morrison down at San Diego, I want to know if Alex Jones will ever be in a public event in San Diego.
Well, I'm told that Michael Moore is going to California and then my video, Road to Tyranny, is going to be showed at the same time at a major university. I forget which one. I apologize. But I'm a radio broadcaster, and so I work every single day, and so it's hard for me to travel. And I probably
like a
won't.
Saturday or something like that, where you can come on, because I know, like, you went to the Ralph Nader, because I've seen your, I own a copy of your American Dictatorship video, and I heard you said that, oh yeah, you don't really want to indulge into Ralph Nader's, you know, whole thing, because you believe that, you know, he may be behind the Bush thing. But I just want to know if I get enough votes or a petition against the city, if I could bring you out.
Okay. I'm not sure, sir, but I appreciate the call. Send me an email. Look, I get requests to travel every day, and I do this mathematical equation. It's pretty simple. I'm going to do three or four radio interviews today. I'm going to be on XM Radio, another syndicated show, a big radio station in Illinois. I'll reach conservatively a couple million people today on my own broadcast and on other broadcasts. So, should I spend 3 days to fly out to California, which I'd love to meet you, love to hang out, it's fun, or should I talk to a couple million people? You know, it's simple. I mean, I can do more sitting here, you know, with computers all around me and doing the radio broadcast and, you know, picking up the telephone and doing radio interviews than I can traveling about. Bob Chapman, any comments on that?
Well, I think that that's a better use of your time. I'm tied down. I virtually can't go anywhere anyway. And besides, in flying, I'm tired of getting searched and strip searched. So I've given up on it.
All right. I'm sorry to other callers. We'll get to you later. Larry Pratt's coming up here in a minute or two. If you want to call and get a free copy of Bob Chapman's newsletter at Midas Resources, they're giving them out free. And they've got $10 liberties for $275. That's an incredible deal. So you can get some gold while you call if you want as well. 888-294-6187, 888-294-6187. Bob, always great having you on. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care, bye-bye, my friend. All right. We're going to bring up a good friend of mine, great sponsor, for about 2 minutes. Then we're going to Larry Pratt, who is graciously holding the wondrous Larry Pratt with an incredible analysis of the new Super Patriot Act. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Folks, high quality, made in America. I know that's rare, a collector's item. High quality water purification. Got a couple different specials going. Real quick, tell us about the filter and the specials, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
We have the Berkey Light, which is a gravity-fed water filter. It's portable. You can take it anywhere, or you can use it on a daily basis in your home. And we have them on special for $259, and with that they get two free gifts. Or they can get it the version that comes without lights in the base for $199, and with that you get one free gift. We also,
and I just bought two of those systems for one friend and another for family a few months ago, and I've bought the British Berkeys from you years ago. Mm-hmm. You guys also have those made in England, but you also have the Made in America system that's even better, a new standard of purification. This isn't some cheesy charcoal filter. This is a purifier, not a filter. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com, tell them it's an Alex Jones special, and what free gifts you want. You also have the sports bottle special. Now, this is a filter, not a purifier, but it makes river, lake, creek water, pond water safe to drink. It'll do 130 in creek water or lake water, 630 refills of tap water, cleaning out most of the garbage. Great thing to take with you to the restaurants or school or college or camping trips. You can get five of these for $100. Two or three of these cost $100 at a camping supply store. So give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, anything else?
That'll do it. I look forward to hearing from everybody. And leave a good number if they get my machine, and I will get back with them.
Debbie, you're awesome, and God bless you. Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Give Debbie a call, folks, 888-803-4438. Do not procrastinate. All right. Do we have Larry Pratt ready there, guys? I want to thank him for holding for the last 10 minutes. We're honored to have him. We'll have him into the next hour with us. Joining us from the Command Center of Gun Owners of America, the premier, no-compromise, Second Amendment organization, is Larry Pratt to, as usual, give us his detailed analysis of this new draconian legislation that dwarfs Patriot Act 1, that incorporates Patriot Act 2, a national ID card, a total information awareness network. You'll have to have one of these cards to have a job. We cannot overstress how evil this legislation is. Larry, good to have you on with us.
Alex, thank you for having me. Good to be with you.
You bet, my friend. Last week you posted a detailed analysis. I wrote an analysis of Patriot Act 2 last year that won the Project Censored Award for 2004. They had a group of 30 professors and lawyers look at my analysis. Your lawyers and you found stuff I didn't find in Patriot Act 2. Now this super bill that combines all of this stuff together has been introduced. You and your folks have gone over it with a fine-tooth comb. Tell us all about it.
Well, Alex, I think it might be helpful to, and you've already correctly stated the outline of what this very intrusive legislation does. The argument I think that many conservatives have accepted when supporting this measure, and I'm talking even about grassroots people, not to mention members of Congress, is that, well, we've got this illegal alien problem, and how else are we going to keep these guys from getting jobs unless everybody has to show their papers? Well, it's true, we have an illegal alien problem, but as so often, the government has allowed the problem, and then it comes up with a solution that doesn't address the problem's cause, but suits the government's purposes. If we really were serious about dealing with the bankrupting effect of illegal aliens coming into, say, Southern California in particular, if Americans lived the way we did 50, 60 years ago and we didn't have a public welfare system, we wouldn't have that kind of an economic impact. If we were really trying to keep illegal aliens out, including the nice Arab Muslim types that are coming to mow our lawn, we'd build a wall. It's worked where we built it, but we're not serious. And I know you've talked about this before. The Democrats like the easy votes and the Republicans like the cheap labor. And so why bother? Well, now, to show that they really are concerned, we're going to have this national ID card imposed on Americans. And I think we should just say, you know, we appreciate your concern about the illegal alien problem. Deal with it at the source, not with me. I'm a citizen, not a subject.
Now, at gunowners.org, you have a detailed analysis of this. We also have it, of course, on my site. It's a copy of what you put together along with some other articles we've written and some other mainstream reports in the actual bill. But, Larry, let's go over that. I'm glad you went right at the heart of the fraud immediately, something I didn't mention today, I didn't mention yesterday. I know what the government's done. The federal government, 800 cities and towns in almost every state, accepts the consular matricula from Mexico alone. I had the leader of the Republican Senate on last year who was able in Denver to himself go get four fake ones in one day, $24 apiece. The federal government is accepting these. The federal government orders its prisons to release the illegals, even when they're in there for rape or whatever. Now 30-plus countries are issuing their own consular matriculas. Our government is accepting them. Wells Fargo has been given awards by Vicente Fox for issuing their own Wells Fargo ID to any illegal, which is then being accepted by the state governments. The feds are not really cracking down on that. They say in the bill, well, we'll look at it and maybe have some restrictions. Well, they've done that in the past. They want these borders open. They've stymied and blocked the border from patrol from doing their jobs. And I knew when Lou Dobbs of liberal CNN got on this drumbeat of, oh, the open borders, I said months ago, you watch, he's going to propose a national ID card. And I actually watched him a couple weeks ago do exactly that. Sure. And say, oh, we've got to have this. See, it's problem, reaction, solution. Folks, this has nothing to do with it. They're not enforcing it on all the illegals. They're not going to. This is about a national sales tax through the ID card to track and trace all of us, and we'll have to have this to have jobs, not the illegals.
Now, the way this is going to start, it will apply to those industries that the Attorney General has determined are necessary for national security.
Infrastructure protection.
It's not going to hit everybody at once, and that's one way they keep turning the temperature up gradually on the frog, rather than hitting us all at once and with the risk that we might actually get together and do something like threaten the day jobs of these members of Congress that are supporting this. And so here's a question that I think we need to keep in mind. Let's assume that this is an effort they're going to make to keep the illegals from getting these jobs. Fine. When was the last time a gun control law kept guns out of the wrong hands? Do we really think illegals are not going to be able to get perfectly working false papers? And they're going to get jobs that some Americans won't be able to get because the American might have a politically incorrect statement in his past, or the Attorney General, which has carte blanche in this bill, to add databases that would help disqualify more and more people.
It's going to be just like CAPS 2.
Yeah, exactly. You could end up a long-time natural-born American citizen not getting a job, whereas the illegal, the terrorist, comes in with a clean bill of health because he made his document to be sure that it didn't have any reference to his training in an Al-Qaeda camp, and he gets the job, and he can just kind of wave to you as he drives to that job while you're sitting on the corner waiting to get a day job.
Exactly. And for those now, Larry, I don't know if I've ever told you this, and I've got it on tape somewhere. I've got to get interns in here to watch literally the hundreds of videotapes I've taped off TV. I taped a two-hour piece on C-SPAN 2 years ago where Ridge said you're going to have five codes on your driver's license. It'll be a national ID card. And if you have bad credit, just like the Caps 2 later, you're going to have a yellow coding. So they're openly saying this. This makes us all criminals without us actually committing a crime, Larry.
That's true, and actually, the technology may have even gone beyond Ridge's color coding. All they really need is an electronic pointer in the ID card, which will have apparently your thumbprint and your Social Security number, and that pointer simply will go to however many databases the government on that day has decided to glom together to run your record against, your name and your social against. And so they're going to have us completely transparent, and they don't really care if our ID gets stolen, our identification gets stolen. That's not their problem. That's our problem.
And by the way, Larry, look at the leap here. It's not just we're going to give you a national ID card. They're going to do exactly what the Nazis and the Soviets and others did with national ID cards. They're going to classify us and restrict us and control us.
That's the ultimate fear that we should have with this system. It is really beyond the pale.
We'll be right back with Larry Pratt. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
jumping in here like a wild animal. I'm so angry, folks. This is the United States, and they're not just going, oh, guess what? Your driver's license is going to be a national ID card, which they've been quietly standardizing and putting biometrics on for the last decade. Bill Clinton first did it in Texas in 93 with a bunch of other states. That's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. Now they're doing it all over the place. They're going to make it the law, and it's going to do what national ID cards in tyrannies are meant to do. List us all with different listings and then track and control us. And they admit their CAPS, too, is filled with mistakes. You know, somebody else has the name, Tom Johnson, and you've got it, too. Sorry, you can't fly. And the computer says, no, this is the new America. Over 200,000 people on the CAPS 2 list. Of course, that's not all that's in this new Super Patriot Act, is it, Larry Pratt?
No, it's a big... first of all, it would have been relatively benign if they had started out with what they said they were going to be doing, which was the reorganization of the bureaucrats in accord with the 9/11 Commission. But this bill in the House long predated any 9/11 Commission. As you say, this was the CAPS bill that Speaker Hastert himself had popped in. H.R. 10 suggests to me it was done during the first day of the session 2 years ago. So they've been after grabbing as much information about Americans as they can, and this CAPS bill was just waiting around for the opportunity. 9/11 Commission was that opportunity, but as they frequently try to do, they piled on, and they made it basically a lot of the features of the Patriot 2 Act that we had been warning about all along. The main ingredient that they've got here is what they need. They've got the national ID card telling the states, this is the way you will have a driver's license. And once that's been standardized, then they can have that tie into as many databases as they wish. That's up to the call of the Attorney General. And the Attorney General can also then determine what businesses must run the background check with your papers, please, with your national ID card. This could end up making you an unperson, because if you can't get one of these cards, for example, you're flat out of luck. You're not going to open a bank account. If they don't want you to have one because you're just too politically incorrect or there's something on your record that, quote, disqualifies you, you're basically going to have the mark of the 666.
And then it also has the Total Information Awareness Network in it, Echelon spying on the American people. It's got the Patriot Act 2, secret arrest of people for absolutely no reason in it, no more warrants, expanded sneak and peeks. I mean, this is a Adolf Hitler, Soviet Union / Roman dream.
Yeah, smile, you're on candid camera 24/7. And it does go a lot beyond anything that previous totalitarian governments were able to do, because happily they were limited by paper and pencil, and that nevertheless made them pretty nasty. But
now, Larry, you detailed how the last Patriot Act 2 went after the Second Amendment. If this is a mirror image of that with a bunch of added stuff, how does this affect gun owners?
Well, they haven't stipulated that gun owners would be in there, but frankly, all it takes is, say, a Janet Reno II as Attorney General to say, well, we need those records in there as well. And so everybody who's had an instant background check, guess what? We really do still have those records, and we think we better use those. Of course, it's for the children.
Oh, it's always for the children. Larry Pratt, can you stay with us?
Yeah, I can do a couple minutes. You betcha.
How long do you got till another interview?
Well, till about quarter after at the latest.
Okay, that's perfect. We'll come back and get more into this legislation. I know you've got a copy of the bill there. Let's go through it subsection by subsection, some of the most egregious areas, and then perhaps take a few calls for Larry Pratt. We'll be right back with the third and final hour in this Tuesday transmission, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks.